Okay, welcome to Aino Messissä podcast. Miguel Grau and Rami Romunos.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
Before we talk about our club and this season, could you please shortly introduce your backgrounds in football to our listeners? You can start.
Okay, I was a coach really, really early because I got an injury when I was 18, and after the injury, I had to try to find a way for a bit closer to the football in other way, and I started to coaching when I was 21. And after that, I was all my career in Valencia Club de Football and also in Levante. And after that, I get the opportunity to take a professional team, like it was the reserve team of Valencia. I was over there 2 seasons, and after that, I was assistant coach in second division and also in Cyprus, in Paphos, and now here.
So when was this, when did you start coaching, like professionally, which year?
Professionally, I was working like a sporting director about the reserve team before, and also I was working with the first team in like an analyst, but as a head coach, I think it was in 2016 or 2017. I don't remember, but it was like this.
Yeah.
As a professional.
So it's been already quite a long time. You've been doing this for your living.
Yes, I think all the life in football.
Yeah. Okay. And how about you, Rami? How did you get?
Well, maybe kind of the same started point as Miguel. When one knee injury came, then I retired from football and then started coaching fully. I started to coach at the same time as player when I was 17 years old. And then since then, when I retired from being player, then I focused totally in the coaching profession. And I have coached in Spain in some junior academies and then in field a really long time. Now I have been here since 2014. In 2016, I started to be professional coach in an academy in Helsinki, in Hopeas. Then I was there 4 years with junior side and then the first team. And then I moved to Vegas to be the assistant coach as well of the first team in Kakkonen. And then I went to ASICO to be the assistant there in Becas League, and I'm here. So quite a long time coaching since now 11 years ago, but in Finland since 2016.
Yeah, okay.
But he's still young.
Yeah.
how did you, Miguel, get first in touch with Inter? Like, was it from our side that we are interested in you becoming a head coach?
To be honest, I was at home. I was in my village in holiday with the family, and Stefan called me, and everything started after this call. He told me the possibility, and I say, okay, yes, it's a fantastic possibility for me. And also I know the club because I know some part of the staff that was here the last season.
Did you talk with Jose Rivero before deciding to join us?
No, Jose Rivero told me the welcome, and we share a few words by WhatsApp, but I was talking with Mitchell. Uh-huh. He was the fitness coach, and also Sergio Almenara, that he was assistant coach. I know them from Valencia. Mitchell was my fitness coach when I was in the under 19 in Valencia Club de Football before I came here. And also I was the teacher in the Spanish UEFA Pro, more or less, is something the same, and Sergio Almenara was the student. And I know him a lot after that. And I was asking them, and I follow the team because I know them.
So that was your only contact to Finland?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because this is like a new project we are starting now. So what expectations did you set up for the club? And what are your own expectations for this project that you're obviously planning to stay here longer than 1 season or 2 seasons. So what is like your long-term goals?
I think our plan is is win the first game, and after that win the next. But for arrive to this point, before we had a lot of work, and I think our point is do better players with our work in the trainings, and that's our point. I think it's really important for us, take the best from the players and put all our knowledge for help the players. For a long term, we need a team that recognize that we are attacking team. We want the ball, we want to keep the ball, we want long attacks, and we want to be in the other pitch, in the opponent pitch, with the ball and trying to attack all the time that we can. That's our point. The players know, and for recognize this to the players, you need time. You cannot do it in 2 days. For be a defenders team and transition team, it's going to be easier. You don't need too much time, but for keep the ball and do some movement in attacks and get this automatism in attack, you need time. And that's the point that we need. It was a long precision, but you have to be improving a lot during all the year for be this kind of teams.
Yeah, we'll talk a bit more about tactics later, but could you please describe the daily work in the club, like whom takes responsibility of which areas in training, in match preparation, in scouting, physics and so on, like what are their responsibilities?
Well, we have a meeting at the morning all the days. We will arrive here around 8 o'clock and we start our daily. And we have a meeting and we fix everything, but for we decide the week at the beginning of the week, we plan all the week, and also every day we have to adjust some exercise on some things, but for take care always, I think the decision about the tactics is me, Rami and Errol, and we get the tactic a strong point about them. Xavi is the fitness coach, and also everything that he does is for help the team with the tactics. And also about the analyst, we are three also, it's Rami, Errol, and me. That's the point, and we share everything.
So it's the three of you who plan, like, what are you doing in the training today?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. There's no like that you would take more responsibility of defensive phases or you of the attack, or you share all the parts of the...
We speak together, we know all the goals together, and after that we share the goals. Sometimes Rami is working with the defender and with the attacking, sometimes it's the opposite, it depends. But for example, Rami take care of a lot of the set pieces, and also so it depends the week, is the rival is for Rami or for Errol, the analyst I mean, and also Rami take more care about the speak with the individual action with the players, but we have a lot of meetings and it depends how it's working the team, we can reorientate the work.
Yeah. You both started daily work here in the beginning of January, right? Yeah, so we had already signed many of our new players before January. So how much were you able to have influence on these signings we did before URF to Finland, and have some of the new players come from your contacts or your scouting?
I think it was something in between. If we were talking with Jani, we were here in January, but our sign was before. I was here in September also for visit the facilities and the town and everything, and we keep in touch with Jani for everything. Sometimes the club recommend us and we say yes, and other club, other signs was for our part, Rami and mine, and we ask the club about the possibility, and that's all.
Can you give us some examples, like which players came through your contacts or your scouting?
I think it's a package. Sometimes it's from Gianni, but it's something for us with the same player, and we work together in this sense.
Okay. We have understood that during the preseason, the full focus has been on improving like our own style of playing, like you said. And under Jose Rivero's management, we used to play like a possession-based attacking, really attacking game. And last three seasons, we mainly had a formation with three center backs and two very attacking wing backs. And now during the Liga Cup, you played mainly with a line of four defenders. So are we going to see both formations in Veikkausliiga, or will it be like this, that you keep on playing with the left back, two center backs, and the right back?
Our idea is to be a dynamic team. Sometimes you are going to watch that in the same game we defend with four and we attack with three center backs. It depends the rival, it depends the adjust, but we are able to defend with 4-4-2 and attack 3-5-2. That's the point that we want to get. But it depends the rival, the height is going to be different, and I think the structure is always for in my opinion, is the structure is always for defense. And for attack, you have to get the shape that is comfortable for all of your players, and allow you more chances for put the best from your players. I don't like, as a coach, to say, okay, in attack, you have to stay here. No, I think the player has to be comfortable and give you everything that he can do. And if you put him in a close structure, you lose a lot of quality. Sometimes you have to do it with some players, but with other players you have to allow some things in attack, and our idea is get one save in defense and other save in attack.
Okay, so it will be a bit similar than what we used to see under Jose Rivero, that we will have very attacking wing backs at times, and it will be very fluid, that there's no like strict positions on attacking phases.
I think it's quite different from the other seasons, in my opinion.
Can you give us some examples, like what will be different on the attacking phase from last season, for example?
I think now, in my opinion, we are more dynamic in attack. It's not the last season you were attack. You were more attacking team, for sure, but it's sometimes too straight, and now we need to keep the ball in the other pitch and be attacking team, but closer to the rival box, and try to move quicker the ball. That's our target for our team. I think our team is too different for the season. We have quality, but we don't have too high, and we have to find a way for control the game with the ball.
Yeah, it's true what you said, that last season we had, in many matches, we had a good control of the ball. We had high possession percentage, but sometimes it felt that it was the ball was slowly moving, really slowly, like between the attacking phases. So I guess that's something where we can improve the speed of the attacks.
Yes, but if you check the team for the last season, and the team right now is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a lot of new players and also young players that you have to teach them, and you need time for teach the young players. And also with this kind of style of playing, I think you don't have to. If you are in defense for 4-2 and when you steal the ball you run and it's all, that's all, that's easier. But for understand how to attack, and also with the youngest one, you need a lot of time. That's the point.
Like you said, we have many new players compared to last season, and how much of the tactics you will use are based on the material you have available on the players, and how much is your own philosophy that you are trying to build for this club, and are you trying to more like make the players fit to that philosophy?
I think first of all, the club decide my person, because we are closer in the same with the same feeling. I don't have to maybe I cannot change the philosophy of the club because the philosophy is closer. That's the main reason that I'm here. After that, I would like to put, to recognize ourselves, that everybody recognize ourselves that to be a really good attacking team. But you be a good attacking team, I mean to be a lot of time with the ball, good feelings in the other pitch. That's our target. And that everybody recognize ourselves, like, okay, when you think in Inter Turku, you think in a really attacking team, you are going to come here to the Veritas Stadium and you're going to stay in your own pitch without the ball, and you are going to be close to your box. That's our target. Everybody have to think like this when they are coming here. That's the point that I want for the team.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because that's what has been the philosophy of this club for a long time, but we didn't really have it for many seasons before Jose Rivero came. So it would be nice to see that there's the Inter way of attacking, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's summarize the Liga Cup. The first matches in the group stage were not very good, to be honest, but we still managed to proceed from the third place in our group. And then against Kups, we played our best match so far of this season, I think. And especially the defensive was working really well. Kups didn't manage to create many chances in that match. Then in the final, I think we started playing well, but something changed, something happened, and Honka took the possession, and it seemed that we were not able to attack through the middle so much, and we tried to use the wings more and use crosses to the box, but it was not that effective. But what areas in Liga Cup in these matches went right in your opinion, and in which areas we still have to improve most?
I think that we recognize our team in the final, the first 25 minutes. That's our team. That's the team that we expect.
What happened then after that?
I think we lost our shape in attack. We cannot keep the ball. When you cannot keep the ball, you allow transition. Every time you allow more transition and more transition. And also they were lucky in the first for the first goal. Because
yeah, it was a miracle.
Yeah, center back score. He's right here, and he scored with the left, amazing one. And after this, we were a little bit confused about that, but the problem was that we allow a lot of transition and not transition in the middle, because you cannot keep the ball, because you lost your shape in attack, I mean. And after that, when you lose the ball, you are too far for the ball for press, and you allow transition. That's the thing that, in our opinion, we were discussing about this. And we agree that we lost this shape. At the beginning of the second half, it didn't start too much good, but after 5-6 minutes, we get the shape again, and we were really good. But they score another one goal, and after that, we were not good. But if you check the team, and also for the first game, Liga Cup, and you check the expected goals, I think if he come here and how many shots for all the game? Just one, mm-hmm. And they score.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of chances.
Yeah.
If you check the expected goal from Insta or other web that they give you the statistics, you check the expected goals and say, okay, the real scenario maybe is confused. If you check the expected goal for the last game, it was 0.79 for Honka, and they scored 3.
Yeah.
And for us, it was 1.2, and you scored 1. And also, before the second one goal, you have a really good chance with many, and the next one, they score. That. But also, it's not an excuse. For sure, the players know that. But also, you cannot lose your shape. Because if you lose your shape, you are able to recite this goal, even if it's amazing goals. You are able to do it.
One thing about the Liga Cup, it's really important to clarify to the supporters, is that it has been a development process for the staff, for the team, and for the players. So, for example, when you were mentioning that the first games were not so bright, we were really taking care of every individual. We were saving energy, we were saving, or we were avoiding injuries. So then we couldn't, or we decided to not keep the same 11 or the same players during long time, because this competition allowed us to make 7 substitutions. And we were given a lot of playing time to really young people, to experienced people, and then all the team traveled together till the final. And I think that was a really important point for us, that the team traveled together from January till March, and then no one is left behind before the season started. So could we have been more selfish? Maybe, but then we would have lost people during the trip. And now at least the team got the feeling that we can get to a final, even as a team, not only by being selfish.
Yeah, I'm sure all the supporters agree on this, and they realize that the Liga Cup is basically pre-season, so it's the results don't matter that much there. But still, if we talked about these matches against Honka and against HIF, for example, but if you take the pre-season now as a whole, like which areas are working and where we still have most to improve for Veikkaus Liiga?
Our point, and also the players know that our point is the player has to understand the game, has to understand what's happening around them. And at the beginning, this is not, and now the players understand a lot how it's working around them. They know how the fullback has to work, how everybody has to work, and recognize ourselves in this. With this model, it's not easy, because you have to think a lot. And we are not strict and say this, they have to take decision in the pitch. And our point is during this pre-season is allow the space for them for understand football better. And if we want to keep the ball during the Veikkaus Liiga and be this team that I told you that we need to understand football, and that's the point that we want. And also about the Liga Cup, like Ramiro told you, that before the game we have the substitute. The game is a plan. You know, the player has to play 60-60. But you are not winning, and okay, but that now it's healthy for the players play 60-60. Now for these players 30-30, and this is not 100% competitive. But we were taking care of our players for everybody has a chance for show how he has inside, and also with Valen, with Otto, with a lot of players that are coming, that is good also for everybody watch himself in the first team and be part of the team.
Yeah, of course. That was actually the second question. How closely are you planning to follow the reserve team, the junior team, and if somebody looks really promising there, like Otto, for example, will you decide even between the season to maybe give some junior a chance to join the first team training, for example?
Yes, for sure. Ramiro's playing you now. I think that he knows better than me, but we are really close. We are really close. We have a structure, and we take care with the juniors and reserve team a lot. Today, for example, it was Krisu and Valen training with us, and tomorrow they are going to carry time for the team sheet, and they are going to stay against Nista. That's the point that we want, and we are really close. But it's important that everybody knows that in football, it's not mathematics, you know. And for example, Otto is able for a plan. Valen needs other different plan for develop himself for go to the first team. Maybe now Otto is more ready than nobody more in the academy, but also for staying in the first team, he needs a plan. And you cannot, for us it's easy to say, okay, take juniors once, 5 minutes, I put the player in the pitch and that's all. Okay, Miguel play with young player, but it's not. This is easy. The difficult thing is take the players, put in the first team and be able for be first team players. That's the point. For put player 5 minutes, everybody can do it. That's not the point. And now then Ram is playing how we are working in this sense for Piconet. He's the responsible of that.
Yeah, I agree with Miguel that we are taking care a lot of the development of the players, so we are not using them. We don't invite them to the trainings to be mannequins or to be used. We really take care that the player who is coming to the first team, he will have a role, and he will have a role in order to develop himself. So weekly, every week, we check the needs of the team according to playing positions, according to the trainings that we are preparing. And then I communicate with a sport director, with the academy director, and with the head coaches. And then we invite the player that we feel that they will give an input to the team during that week. So if during the season, according to your question, someone else than the ones who are already having chances with us will show up, I'm in constantly communication with our staff and with the junior side, and for sure he will have a invitation. But once again, as you know, football is so competitive, and we want to make such a competitive team that there is not going to be a free ticket to the first team.
Of course.
They need to earn it, and once that they are there, they will need still to keep developing. So, and that's our biggest worry, that the player who is with us, he need to stay with us, or he need to be feeling part of us. It's not as a guest. He need to feel that he is one more.
Yeah. Well, one question many listeners wanted to know, I'm not sure how much you can answer about this situation, but about Benjamin Chelman's contract, because we have understood that his contract is ending in June, and if he keeps on scoring like this, there will be many clubs abroad who are interested in Benjamin Chelman. But can you say us something? Is the plan to replace him maybe with Jonas Lepistö or Matias Tamminen if he leaves in summer, or is it still possible that we can make a new signing if he leaves?
I think everybody is possible in football. Also, Benny can stay, and also Benny can leave, and we can sign other player. But the point is now, right now, we have to think right now that the mentality that we have, Benny is the one of the captains of the team, and he's happy. Now he's in the national team, he's working good, and also he put in value that he's happy here, and everything that is happening around him is happy because Inter Turku. He knows, and he's a really, 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 really good boy, and he's working good. Everything that happened around him now, after when the contract with him is finished, I think the club is in contact with his agent, finding the better solution for each part, and we have to be focusing in football, helping Benny until the end. Maybe it's until June, October, more season. I don't know. I think you have to ask this, the club, but our part is he's an important player and he's happy, really happy here. We will see.
Yeah. Okay, the last question. What are the official targets you have set for the upcoming season? Like, there can be many targets, but can you reveal us some of them?
It's not easy to say because, you know, we are really ambitious. And I don't know what is the final target, but our target is to go to groups and win. We have to play against Oulu and win. That's our target. And I think we have to go week by week. And if we go week by week and doing well, good things are coming. For sure, but if you follow the history of the club, for sure is in being in the top positions, top six. We have to be in the top six for sure. That's our point. That's a minimum. But I don't like to say you have to be one, two, third. I don't know. I like to win. I like to win every game and really focus in the next one. The next one is going to happen. And we have to focus in that. We cannot be focusing in anymore. But if you follow the history, for sure you have to be in the top six, for sure. No chance. But I think if supporters, team, club, I think we are all together focusing the next one, something good can come, for sure.
You mentioned the Oulu game, which is supposed to be the first home game. But do you know anything more than us about the situation with the field now? Like, are we going to play it here or in
Valdez? To be honest, I was talking with Lauri and with the club, and I think that the city has to decide tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Okay. I think so.
Okay.
But okay. It's not our decision, it's the city decision.
Yeah, I know.
For us, we go to play here. It's not comfortable for us if we have to play as a home team in in other place. It's our standing. We have to play here and with our supporters. That's the point that the players expect. They really love to play here. But we will see. I don't know, the city decide. Maybe it's too late for start working with the grass, or I don't know. But I know sometimes it's the same for all the pitches, because Honka has the same problem, Lati I think has the same problem, but it's the problem of the city, but they have to decide.
Yeah, there was supposed to be artificial grass already for this season, I guess it's coming next season, but we will see.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.